there were 17 Campbell Electric crews in Connecticut after Irene, but this week, just 6. Carmen Campbell's family owns the Michigan-based company. He says he couldn't send more trucks because CL&P still hadn't paid the $3 million bill from last time. Campbell says a lot of smaller contractors have been hesitant.
Let them all know if you pay us, we can send out a lot more.
Technically, CL&P was not late when the storm hit, though. They had a few more days to pay up.
They did end up paying yesterday.
But Campbell says those outage numbers could have been dropping more quickly if CL&P had been a little quicker writing out those checks. Alex Silverman, WCBS 880 News.